Yeah, hello everyone. It's Dr. Joanne Dahlketter with Performing Edge Coaching International, and it is. I'm doing a special bonus call today on July the 7th. Normally, we just do our calls the second and fourth Thursday of the month, so we'll also have one next Thursday, the 14th and the 28th. I was just doing another special one today since we had five Thursdays in June, so it's not so far in between calls. So today I was going to be talking about radio publicity, how to get on, be a guest on the radio, and how to be, you know, how that can really add to your credibility, and you can do that without any cost to you at all. There's ways that I've done that really very well, very easily, and been doing that for years. So talk about three reasons why radio publicity is much better than TV, and how to get large amounts of free advertising on radio stations, on their websites, and keys to how to land your interviews on big stations as well as local stations, and then how to turn your interviews into clients. And we'll talk about how to get booked as a guest, even if your topic is boring, and also how to tie into the news, any news that's going on at that time. Controversy is really great if there's a controversial issue that you can discuss, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. And then how to get booked, how to get radio hosts to book you on other shows, and some insider tricks with leveraging social media, and then secrets to getting invited back as a repeat guest over and over again afterward. And there's a lot to this, to radio, but it's not as hard as you think, actually, and you don't have to hire a PR person to do that at all. I teach you how to do it yourself, just like I have. So, I know, Willie, you had a question first. First, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Do you have a question? Do you want to ask your question, and then I'll answer that first?
My first question is, I'm trying to look at ways to solicit my sports consulting business. And
your what? Can you speak up a little bit? Yeah. Talk a little bit louder, or put the phone closer.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's
better. Can you hear me?
Okay. That's better.
What I like to do is I currently coach Little League football, and I'm interested in ways that I can advertise my services. I really think that it could be very lucrative for me, and also help a lot of the kids that I've seen, because a lot of them are, you know, having issues with their temper and anxiety about, producing on the field, not to mention also talking to some of the parents, because sometimes the parents are, pushing them, and really they don't, you can look and tell the kids are not interested at all, but it's just really the parent living through the child. So I'm seeing a lot of that going on in my park at the different ages, age group. So I was just wondering, how could I solicit my services, or what would be a good way of soliciting my services to them?
Yeah, and so Little League football, what age are they?
They're from the Pee Wee. They're from 6 to all the way to 14.
Okay, 6 to 14 years old.
Yeah,
so I think that one way we'll talk about today is getting on the on radio. The other ways would be to give a talk to if there's a way you can, you're the official coach for them, is that right?
Right.
Yeah, so if there's a way that you could do do it for free at first, like a little workshop or a seminar, either
right
before practice or right afterward. I know several of our people have done that here, like Amy back in Pennsylvania does free workshops, and then they turn into paid workshops. So, or seminar could be just a half an hour or 45 minutes, whatever their attention span is. And give the seminar, if you could give it for the parents and kids together, that would be even better, since their younger kids, it'd be the parents that are making the decision to, pay for your services, kind of thing. So I would say that would be a really good way to arrange that, either before or after a workout, or on a separate day, kind of thing. And and then at that time during the seminar, have a little flyer or have a 8x10 sheet. You could just copy off a bunch of sheets and have a handout. And on the handout put not only, you don't want it to just be marketing, but you want it to, of course, have your contact information and maybe a special offer that you have, like a special offer for one session or three, or one, short complimentary session or three sessions for a small amount, like I'll do a special for, three sessions for $297 kind of thing, and that seems to work out really well. If they, sign up that day kind of thing. So you could do that with them. But on the handout also have tips, so it's an informational sheet, so then they'll tend to hang on to it rather than just, file it somewhere. Say your top five tips or top 10 tips on, mental training. So that's a really good way to how you can, five concerns, and how to deal with those. Like you said, their temper, how to handle anger, and then how to handle anxiety. The kids are one set of clients, and then the parents are actually another set of clients, and so. They often want to know, how can I be the best sports parent I can be? If you call them sports parents, it's they like that oftentimes because it's kind of like a higher class of parent. Or they think it's a specialized kind of parenting because you've got kids. And you can, for instance, I just saw two kids yesterday on 4th of July. I was down at a race, so I went to their house, actually. And one kid is 8 years old, one's 9 years old, and they're doing track and field. But one kid is a lot better than the other kid. So sometimes parents are struggling with that. That's one issue. What the younger kid gets more medals than the older kid, and there's a lot of competition there. And so I had a session with each. It's better in that case to have a session with each child individually, and that way, you help each child more by having an individual session with each one separately, and then also you increase your income because you're doing two sessions instead of just one. Afterward, often the parents want to know, well, how can I be a sports parent? And when kids are young like that, you can reveal more. If it's somebody that's older than 18, or then you have to get a release from the child to reveal more information than just attending the session. But if they're younger, then you can reveal more information about what each one is doing and what you did in the sessions and what they need. And so the parents often want to know that. And you could, I'll do 5 minutes afterward, with the parents, talk with them about what I talked about with each child, and do that for a complimentary. But if they really, oftentimes parents want a session themselves on how to be a better sports parent, so that's adding on another set of sessions where you can talk with them there in person or on the phone about how to do that, what are the issues, how to handle their anxiety and their temper, and how to not compare, some of the mistakes that parents make by putting all the attention to the star, the one that's better, and not enough to the other child, and that kind of thing, and to stay away from that, but just to compare within themselves. So that kind of thing you can work with. If you have some sort of flyer or a little bit, just a handout with information on it, even if you don't do a seminar, you could have that handout this very, you know, all you have to do is make copies of your, say, top five tips or top seven tips with that you can hand out to the kids. And when the parents, when they pick them up, you know, give that to the parents, too, about your sessions and how they can contact you and maybe do a free, you know, 15-minute complimentary session. And that way you get to know them. And because you're in a great, perfect position, Willie, because you're a coach, you're actually coaching them physically, you know, you get to know their specific issues, right?
Right. Exactly.
You could say, you know, Johnny here has trouble with focusing, or I notice, he's got, and you just wonder, you know, maybe the parents could give you more insights. Maybe the child has ADD or ADHD, attention deficit disorder issues that are, you know, contributing to that, or maybe they're on medication or something that would be helpful for you to know. And then you could talk about how whatever their issue is, if you're not an expert in that, you can, well, of course, look it up, and it's great these days you can research anything on the internet very quickly, and then let them tell the parents that you can help the child with focusing techniques. So, you know, kind of have different topics in mind, too, you know, like how to, you know, like the different topics in my book and your Performing Edge, you could, you know, do one, you know, talk on each of those different topics. So, so is that helpful?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, okay, so I just wanted to touch on that now, and then maybe next time we can talk more, too, about that. So I wanted to get into our material on radio and how to get on the radio, and this is all with no, you know, it doesn't require any expense, just at all. There's because you can do this all yourself, which I've done before very successfully. So I've had a lot of success with radio interviews, and there's a lot of advantages if you can, get, basically you're getting free advertising. I mean, advertising costs a lot of money if you were to pay for advertising, you know, $10,000 for a short spot, or $30,000, half, you know, just all the way up to, you know, millions of dollars on, you know, the big TV and radio shows. But you can, as a guest, expert guest, you can get all that for free, as long as you do it correctly, which I'll talk about here, and, you know, work your information into your interview. So, well, and the advantage, radio is much better than TV in that you can do radio from home. You know, you don't have to go to a TV station. You don't have to get dressed up. You can have a bad hair day, bad clothing day, whatever, and you're just talking from your phone. So, you know, and on the spot, you know, they might need somebody like in a half an hour, and you can be ready right there at your phone. During special periods like the Olympics, with each of the Olympics, I've had maybe 50 to 100 radio interviews during that period of time, you know, leading up to the Olympics and during the Olympics. And, you know, it's really exciting because radio stations will call from the Bay Area, from my area here, as well as from all over the country, because they really want guests and they need material for whatever that news item is that's going on then. Or maybe it's if it's another sports issue, the World Cup soccer is going on, or the football Super Bowl time around, you know, end of January is a good time to do interviews around, you know, really with football. If you're an expert on that, you could be talking about that. Even if you're just working with Little League, kids, of course, you know what's going on in the Super Bowl too. So if you were an expert, you know, during that time on the radio, then it gives you credibility. And then that's a really good way to get clients as well. Another good advantage of radio over TV is it's live, and they don't cut it. Typically, if you do a live radio interview, they just do it right there on the spot. They don't cut certain parts out. So if you you can give your contact information, your website. And say you can get my tips, give them a reason to go to your website, like get my free tips here on the specific topic. It needs to be relevant to what the topic is that you're talking about. And and they'll leave that right on there. And it's good to have a website that is something that is easy to say and that can only be spelled one way. If you can, even if it's long, like, you know, it could be five words or whatever, but something that is easy, like footballcoaching.com or something. And, you know, for you, Willie, or if it's, you know, Michelle up in Canada, it could be, you know, tennis mental coaching. That kind of thing is helpful. And but it could be several words, just something that you can say easily and that people could remember and say it a couple times. That way they'll remember it. And then another good thing is that radio over TV is radio wants your information. You know, they want experts on the show to talk about the different things that's going on. Controversy especially is really good. That, you know, it's entertainment as well as educational for their audiences. So let's say a few years ago there was, say, violence among sports parents. I know there was the hockey dad case. I think it was in the, I forget where that was, but it was two dads got into a big fight and actually became very violent at a hockey game over because the kids, you know, there was a bad officiating or something. And so, you know, the parents were really getting into fights. And so that was a huge thing in the news, and they wanted to talk about that, how parents can become better sports parents, and how they need to be better role models for their kids. And so they had me on the show to talk about that controversy, because it was so, you know, it was outrageous that the parents were acting like kids, basically. They were as violent or more violent than the kids were out on the hockey field. So those are good reasons why to get on the radio. And also, you know, it's a really good thing for you because you can build, if you have people go to your website, you can build your list of followers. You know, if you have, it's good to have a place in the, say, upper right-hand corner. And you could do this on a Facebook page, too. If you don't have a website, tell them your Facebook page. It could go there, and they could click the like button to build your list of people. And they're getting, you know, you're getting your information out there, your information about your coaching. And, you know, something you could say is, like, on a interview is, like, I realized there were a heck of a lot of people who are going through blank, and so in the blank, whatever people are going through, you know, it's frustrating, you know, say, performance anxiety or difficulty training or difficulty focusing, whatever the issue is, that there's a lot of people going through this issue, and what it taught me was, and then fill in the blank, and talk about how you got into that particular area of coaching, why mental coaching is so important. And then I wanted to talk about why radio is best for publicity and exposure. The radio stations are always, they want to keep the listeners they've got and get even more. They're always looking for guests. And they're looking for people who can, expert guests, who can teach them something new, say, little-known tips, how you can save people time or money or concerns. You know, sports fans would be listening to the radio a lot. I just want to put this in lecture mode here just for a moment so we get a really good recording. And then... But if you have a question, you can unmute yourself by pressing star 6. Okay, and then you want to come up with a hook of some sort and your spin on it. So come up with something that is catchy or memorable or catches people's attention. So that's important for radio and also to tie in with the news of anything that's going on. Like, you know, in football, I know, Willie, you're on the call, they were, you know, they're often talking about TBI, traumatic brain injury, and the effects that that has on kids, on brains and brain development and that kind of thing. That would be a good topic to discuss. Even if you're not a neurologist or aren't an expert in brain research, you know, it's easy to look those things up and just talk about your own experience with kids and how to have safer helmets and safer rules. Parents are often concerned about that sort of thing. So that would be a good thing to tie in with the news. And parents are wondering, should I sign my kid up? Should I not? And then a really good important thing to know about radio is that 96% of the population listen to radio once a week, and 75% of the population listen to radio once a day while driving in their car, you know, to work or home from work or other trips. So people are listening to the radio a lot, not just at home, but in their car especially. People also listen to the radio, you know, while they're cooking and while they're doing other things. A lot of radio stations have podcasts now, so once you're, if you're on as a guest, then often it'll usually be recorded so that it's on their website permanently to be able to listen to. So that's really great to have that you can be there long term on their podcast, and you can even refer people there to go to. Say I'm on this radio station's podcast. So those are some really good reasons to get on the radio. And then I wanted to talk about, next topic is several ways to get on the radio, to get your radio interview. There's some paid ways, and then the important thing is the free way. There's one thing called radio, RTIR, which is Radio TV Interview Report. And that is a company that will help you to get on radio. So that's one place, but it is a paid service and it can be expensive. Another way is mass media blasting, you know, just kind of getting a list of radio stations and emailing or faxing them. But I think it's a waste of time and money because you're basically spamming them, or just, you know, it's not personalized. It's just sending out this huge email blast. So I would not recommend that. Another way is hiring a PR firm, but it costs a lot of money, and it could be, it's ridiculous the fees they charge, $2,000 to $10,000 a month to book you, and often they book you on, you know, tiny stations that don't have a lot of coverage, a lot of people aren't listening. So I would not recommend hiring a PR firm because it's a lot of money and there's no guarantees that you'll get on any radio stations. But the best way is to call the stations yourself, and I've done this very successfully many times over the last 25 years, actually. You know, in every Olympic Games, I'll do that, and then every time there's a professional, you know, championship going on, basketball, baseball, football, and tennis, golf, other things, just being aware of what's going on in sports. And then, actually, they like that a lot, that you call them personally, and they get to talk to you, not some PR person. They get to talk to you, the expert guest, because they want to know what you sound like. So you're basically, when you're calling them, you're interviewing with the producers. So it's good to have your topic ready. Try to avoid saying a lot of ums and ahs. Practice what you're going to say a few times ahead of time. And then here I am saying ums as I'm saying that. But you want to... You practice it a couple times so that you can be really smooth and, you know, come across as being very professional and knowing exactly what you want to say. And it could be, you know, your pitch could be very short, and we'll talk about that in a moment. So so calling the stations yourself is great, in which you simply go to their, search on the website if you want to go to your local, you know, just type in local radio stations, or start with the local ones, I would say, and then once you're good at this, then get some experience, then you can go to the national stations. And so, and then you'll see on their website, it'll say news, a story, you know, pitch a story, or inquiries, or main news desk. You know, look under those titles that you see on the website. Click on there, and then I'll give you a phone number there, and you can call. And there'll be usually someone that answers right there that is in charge of taking in news stories. So I've had great success with that, you know, saying, oh, hey, you know, I know in the news this happened just now. I'm Dr. Joanne Dahlketter. I have a story on that, or I have an opinion about that. Would like to be a guest on your show. And whoever it is that's answering, that they can hand that to the producer. And basically what you want to get to is to talk to the producer. And there are many producers there of the different shows. So you talk to the person, the main person there that answers, and then ask to talk to the producer. And you can call back at different times to see. You don't want to be a pest, but, you know, if you don't get the producer, call back a different day and ask to speak to them. And chances are you'll be able to get through to them if you're persistent. So now I want to talk about the next topic is 10 things to have in place when you're going to do your pitch your radio interview. The first thing is a great topic. You know, you want to have something, get a catchy title if you can, a really good topic that people are interested in. You know, how to or how athletes handle pressure, that kind of thing would be, you know, something. But if you could tie into the news, that's even better. Like, for instance, out here there's a well-known race called the Beta Breakers. You may have heard of it, and it's well-known nationally. People come from all over the country to run it here. So, and I'm a runner myself, of course, and the Beta Breakers has like 100,000 people, and so there's well-known radio station here that handles it, so I would call up and say I'd like to talk about the Beta Breakers race and how to run the race. And so I was able, for several years I got on the radio station. They were talking about the Beta Breakers race. I did some interviews on the phone, and then at one race they were actually going to be broadcasting from the race itself at the finish line in Golden Gate Park here in San Francisco. So they wanted me to come there and interview in person. So that was great. So I went there. They gave me a VIP pass and was able to get really good parking when it's really difficult for most people. And I remember talking there with the producer and the host, and they would ask me a question, and I had my bullet points ready, like 3 points that I wanted to say. And at first, they're ready to, you know, jump in case you're not stable, not, you know, doing that well. And I remember talking about my 3 points. And after the first point, you know, went to my second point, and I remember seeing the interviewer, the host, just sit back in their chair like, oh, okay, she's got this handled. I don't have to jump in. You know, I can see that she's very proficient at this. And they just sat back and relaxed and thought, oh, she can handle this. So that was like a really good sign that's a wonderful feeling when you see the interviewer that's really comfortable in what you're saying. And then that way you're able to get all your points across and actually have more airtime if you can have, say, several bullet points ready so that you can say to people. And if you have like 3 top great things, here's number one, then they're probably going to ask you, okay, so what's number 2? And then let's get to number 3. They're going to let you do, if you've got your 3 things that you announce ahead of time, they're going to let you do your 3 tips. So that's a great way to make sure that you get to say what you want to say. And you do, if you have a book or website, it's good to mention that once or twice, but not overdo it. or that can annoy them, but to say and ask them to give out your website or your contact information before and during and afterward, and they will do that. If you have a book or book title, then they'll say the title of your book too, and that works great too. So you want to have a great topic. You want to have a hook, which could be a hook of some sort. Why, you know, like the sports parents, why sports, why parents get into fights or something. or if it's a drug, let's say athletes taking performance-enhancing drugs, what leads athletes to taking performance-enhancing drugs? Something, it could be a question. That could be a hook, something intriguing. You know, a show idea is basically, think to yourself from the point of view of the producer. It's not just you promoting your own stuff. Of course, that's one of the things we want to do is get exposure and promote ourselves, but you want to do it in a way that meets their needs, the producer, with a good story idea, so that they're thinking in terms of a story idea, not just a promotion. The next thing you want to have is a website, a way people can contact you. It could be your phone number. If you have a toll-free number, that can work really well. But a website works really well. They can, so that, or if you don't have a website, then you can give them your Facebook page, social media page. And it's good to have, as I mentioned, a website name that can only be spelled one way, that's simple to remember. And so if you can think of that, that's great. Then you can call that out. If you don't have a website yet, what you can do is get a domain name, just a name for the website through, say, GoDaddy.com, and then you can have that domain name forwarded to your, say, your Facebook page, so that when people type it in, it'll take them to your Facebook page. And it with Facebook, you can, you know, set up a business, not just a friends page there, but you can set up a business page, you know, all free of charge, so that it's better to send them to your business page so they can see, you know, not just your social interactions, but a business page where you only talk about your professional work. So that's another thing you want to set up. And it's helpful to have another thing to have in place is ability to accept credit cards. So a merchant account. You can do PayPal, although PayPal's got all kinds of issues with it. I think it's better to be able to accept credit cards through an e-commerce system. And the one I use is my affiliate link. It's called VIPrunning.com. So it's very important person, VIPrunning.com. So you can check that out if you want to check out the system that I use. And if you do, let me know and I can help you with that. That's the ability to take credit cards and to have a shopping cart on your website. So that's a way to, you know, so that you can accept payment for people that want to get your start with your coaching or buy anything that you have. If you have a small product, you could have a CD or recordings or some digital product you could have on your website, so people could buy from there. And then any credentials that you have, that's another important thing to have in place, your credentials. If you have a job title, any awards that you've received, any publicity, founded the National Association of blank, you know, you can actually get or go to the city court and get a DBA, which is doing business as. That's your business name, and come up with a business name that sounds very official. Mine is like Pulgus Ridge Press for my own company that how I published my book. So you can get that through the county court system. And then another thing you need to have in place is a clear phone line. Of course, for doing the interviews, it's best to use a landline if you have one, so that you get so it's really clear. And although if you have a cell phone and you just or in a place where, you know, you'll have clear phone reception, that works fine too. It's good to be in a quiet place, make sure so that you're, you could do an interview. Sometimes they'll have you come into their studio. I've done that before too, where you have, and then in that case, of course, you can just use their recording system, so that works well. And then it's good to, if you're at home, it's good to have a way to record the call. You can get those online, and that way you've got a recording of the call yourself, and so that you can put that up on your website or ask them permission if it's okay to have that. But that way you've got a recording of the call. Or the other thing you could do, and this is very common, I just ask for a recording of the call in MP3, and they'll send one right to me. So that works great too, that they'll send you the recording that they have made. And they also often have it on their website there that you can download. So you could just go right to their website to download it if that's available too. But if it's not, then just make sure that you call and get the recording so that you can use it yourself. Have it for your own personal files. And then usually they don't mind at all if you put that on your website. It's good to just ask permission as well. And that gives you a lot of credibility too. So, but the great thing is then you can direct people to your website to listen to the recording as opposed to only the radio show's website. And then another thing you need or want to gather over time is a current database of radio shows. It doesn't have to be huge. It could just be, you know, the shows that you listen to, the talk shows, radio talk shows that are in your area. So you can just look up, you know, local talk shows in, and then put your city in. And so you can have those there. And you could do it like a little Excel spreadsheet. So you have those radio shows, and then you keep a list of who you've called and what action they wanted you to take, whether you've sent them something. So that's one thing. Another thing to have in place for your interview is a press kit. And it can be all digital, or it can be something to mail to them. So a press kit, and you could put that on your website on a press page of your photo, and then in your bio and stories that you're able to do interviews on, your different interview topics, and put in your, if you have a book, put that down on a bullet box of all the different things that you tell the audience. So, you know, just a list of things there. So it's good to have a list of bullets. And then a list, also there you in your press kit have a list of sample questions. This is really important. So you're sort of arranging your interview. You're making it easier for the producer if you have that list of sample interview questions. So, maybe 10 questions or so. And that producers absolutely love that. They love to have questions that they can ask right away, and it makes them look really intelligent and knowing you and knowing the topic. So, a sample question might be, what's the difference between somebody gets first place and somebody that gets second place mentally? Or how do you coach somebody that's a great question for you, so you can demonstrate your coaching expertise. How do you coach someone that had a tough loss, and how to bounce back, how to be resilient? How do you handle how do you handle somebody that's going into the biggest race, the biggest event of their life, biggest game of their life? So those are examples of questions. If you can come up with 10 questions or so so that you're in charge of the interview. That way, and in my experience, the producers go right down a list and they do ask your questions. So that makes the interview so much easier for them and for you, because you, of course, now on your own sheet, you want to write your own answers to each of those questions, so you're ready, and then you don't have to wonder what they're going to ask. You're more prepared, and you sound really you know, like the expert that you are. So you can answer those questions really easily, and then as you do more interviews, you sound even more smooth and good at this. So so that's a good thing to have, is this list of questions, and then it can change a little bit depending on the focus of each radio interview. Also, it's really important to get a letter of recommendation if you can, or just a you know, one or two lines. Ask the producer after you've done an interview, could you just write up a couple lines on your you know, an email saying that I was a great guest and lit up the phone lines, or you could send them a sample. It's basically a testimonial that you can, I think it's better to call it a quotation of some sort. Can I, and say, could we say something like this? And then send them the sample quotation and say, or send them three choices so that they can choose the best one and then say, yeah, this is fine for me to say, and say, and then ask them, how would you like to be quoted, or how would you, what title do you want? Make sure you get their title correct. You know, if it's producer of this radio station, that's great. So that makes the quotation much more valuable if you have their title that is good, and that so you've got that there, and then you can put that on your website as well. Recommendations from producers of stations. So that's good too. Really important to do afterward. And then news clippings. If you have been quoted anywhere in other magazines, newspapers, that can go in your press kit. By press kit, I mean, again, it can be all digital on your website. Or some places would want you to send something, some materials to them. You can mail it to them. It's good to do it like in a bright red envelope, I think, so that it stands out with with a label on the front that says, and then you write on the front, press materials enclosed. That way it'll get looked at, get seen much, much better. And if you have a book, you can mail that to them easily there. So so those are things that you could mail or drop it by if you're close by their station. So you've got that. You've got your quotations, news clippings, and then a controversy sheet is a good thing to have as part of your press kit. So controversy sheet meaning, you know, different topics that are controversial, because that increases the ratings on their radio station to have things that are controversial, like. Anything that where people are questioning something or arguing about something, that stations love that kind of thing. With Rio right now and the Brazil Olympics coming up, there's, you know, athletes are questioning whether to go or not because of the Zika virus. And some, you know, a few athletes, like one cyclist actually decided not to go because his wife is pregnant, even though he made the team. And so how safe is it there? Are athletes worried about the Zika virus? That could be a controversial topic. Or, the possible instability of the country there and what that's like, it's controversial. And then, that the Russian team, part of it was banned from the Olympics. And what does that say about drugs in the sport? Those are controversial issues that you might want to talk about. So I have an athlete right now that I'm working with that is a swimmer who just made the Olympic team. Actually, last weekend she was at the Omaha, Nebraska, which is actually my hometown where I was born, and she was there. They had the swimming Olympics there to pick the U.S. Olympic team, so she made the team, which is really exciting. And so that's something that, you know, if you're working with athletes that are getting ready for the Olympics or for some big major sporting event, then you could talk about that. But one key thing is to you know, you need permission from the athlete to mention their name. It's really, it's better just to do an interview and say, I'm working with athletes at the, let's see, at the Olympics or at some professional, at the national championships or world championships for a sport, and I, or here's the sports I'm working in, and just speak in general without giving names. Some athletes are okay with that, and you need to get that in writing, that they give you permission and specific quote about them. But do not talk about any, you know, personal issues that because they, you know, they haven't given permission to talk about all of that. Just talk about general, you know, techniques that you use. Because they really value their confidentiality. This particular athlete I'm working with wants complete confidentiality, so I don't mention her name right now. And after the Olympics, you know, it's over, then I'll ask her to see if she would give a quotation for me. But right now, while she's really focused on the Olympics, she wants just that, you know, that confidentiality. So I respect that. And so that's important to clarify with the athletes that you're working with. But you can certainly be an expert and talk about how you work with athletes. And you can tell a story. I'm working with one athlete, for instance, that here's what I'm working on with him or her. And you can just talk about how you give a story but without saying the athlete's name or their identifying information. Then so I've got some other tips here about how to, tips for calling producers, what you want to do, the time, best time to call and how to call them. So you want to call a producer after they've gotten off the air, you know, let's say, because you know that they do, say, a certain program from 10 to 11 in the morning, then you don't obviously call them while they're doing a show. Some other show, you know, call them after they've gotten off the air with their different, with the show. And so pick the best time to call when you could actually talk to the producer. And there are many producers there, as I mentioned, for different shows, so find out the right person to talk to. And then you want to log all your phone calls. So it's good to use either a Word sheet or, say, an Excel spreadsheet. You know, each, you know, at the top, you put each of the radio stations, or on the left-hand side, put all the different radio stations, and then on the top, put the action that you did, you know, say, I left a message, or sent a press kit, or they said, call me later, you know, that kind of thing. Put notes about where you are with each radio station so you remember to find out or write down what you sent them, or emailed them something, and keep track of all that, because you know, if you're calling lots of different places, it can you may forget who you did what with, and so that's important. And then to be available when they call back is really important too. If it's a really important time, I remember. So I think during the Beijing Olympics, I was here, and a call came in. I almost didn't answer the call because I was so busy, and then I realized it was a producer from Oprah's radio show. So that was a call I did not want to miss, that was for sure. And they wanted me to be on their show. So I was actually on Oprah's show because of, you know, calling them earlier. So amazing things can happen with this process, and I did not use a PR person or didn't pay for a PR firm at all. This is all my own efforts. So when you are calling producers, too, you want to keep the pitch short, and so don't ramble on the phone. Get straight to the point. So just something really short. They're really short on time, so just saying, hi, my name is, and say your name. Like, for instance, hi, my name is Dr. Joanne Dahlketter. I'm author, if you wrote a book, you could say I'm author of blah, 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 or I'm at this website, and I'm an expert on this topic. Yeah, say that whatever the topic is that you're, you know, and be more, not just mental training, but be an expert on, you'd be specific. Say, I'm an expert on performance coaching for football players or performance coaching for golfers or whatever it is that particular topic is you want. So, and I think your listeners would be interested in all the tips I've learned on how to, and then fill in the blank there, how to, say, focus better or so that, and then say, here's my contact information. You can call me at this number, or my website is blah, blah, blah. And so just that very short tip. So, again, just saying, hi, my name is such and such. I'm an expert on this topic. Fill in the blank. And I think your listeners would be interested in all the tips I've learned on how to, and then fill in the blank there and give your contact information. So that kind of short little script, you should write it out, I think, and say it a few times to yourself to practice so that you have it really smooth and can say it really quickly. And also realize that when you are calling a producer like that, you're actually, that's part of the interview. They're checking you out, your voice, how do you speak, are you enunciating the words, are you... do you sound interesting? Or are you really excited? Are you passionate about your topic? All those things are, it's amazing how producers are listening for all that information in a short, say, 10, 20-second phone message. So if you can make it, you know, when you're giving your pitch, your script, I would, sometimes it's helpful to have a picture there right in front of you of a producer or your someone you care about, a family member, a friend, that you imagine you're talking with them so that you put a face in front of it. Even though you're just talking on the phone, you're actually pitching to with passion. Pitching with passion, that's a good a good way, use of words. So, and then with tricks with producers on the phone, you want to really be relentless. Don't give up until you get the producer. So if you get the, you know, just an operator there the first time, you know, leave your pitch on their voicemail, but don't leave any more voicemails there that day. Then 2 days later, let's say you get a voicemail, just hit, you know, it'll say, you know, choose, hit two to get Bob's voicemail. So, you know, leave a message there and try for the producer there. So, you know, try different people. And if Bob isn't there, you can ask the operator to page him for you. And, you know, just you want to every few days keep calling back until you can find the right person that can get to him. So the producer really needs, and just say to yourself, this producer needs me. He needs my content for his show. That's a good affirmation for you that you can say to them. This producer needs me and needs my content for his show. And so you realize how many, how important this is. So that I have many more tips that I want to give you, but what we're going to, I'll do the part two of this radio session on radio next week on the 14th, when we can talk about also, you know, when you get responses back, what to say to them, and then we'll talk about how to prepare for your radio interview and what to say and how to handle difficult situations and talk about your clothes and, you know, to be able to have people contact you and what you can offer on the radio show and five things to do after the interview. And we'll talk about all that getting repeat business. So I've got many more things to share with you on this. So let me just open up the lines now so I can answer any of your questions. Okay, so everyone's unmuted here. Can I ask for questions or any responses? How was that helpful for you? Okay, I don't know if Willie, are you there?
Yeah, it was very helpful.
Okay, that sounds great. Yeah, and or other callers. I think some people are on the line and they're muted, so that's okay, and we can do the next part next week. So, yeah, it's great chatting with you, Willie, and all of you out there, and I'll and want to give you more tips next time on how to other things, how to prepare for your interview, how to actually do an interview. And all these tips I'm talking about apply to radio. They also apply to TV or, you know, magazine interviews, as well as, you know, just tips on how to talk with people, how to solicit or get new clients in general. So, yeah, great. Okay, well, good talking with you, and good luck with your you know, maybe setting up a little seminar, a little talk for your athletes, for your little leaguers, Willie.
So I had a question for you.
Okay.
I missed the section when you were talking about how to do your MP3s.
Today?
No, it was in the past when you were talking about the MP3 players, you know, for the key, for your client.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a real computer guy,
uh-huh.
and I know that I think one thing would really work with my athletes is to be able to, you know, make them some of their own meditation and you know, focusing type of modules. And I just wanted to know, when do you think you'll be doing another presentation on that?
Okay, yeah, I could do that. This next time I'll talk about more about radio, and then, but also how to do an MP3. I could address that next week. Yeah, next Thursday, could do that.
Right.
Yeah, and there's some material in, you know, the modules. If you go back into the you know, the members area of performingedgecoach.com,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you are, there's module 1, 2, and 3. I talk about that as well. But we can, I'll go over more information on that on our call next time.
Okay, shall do.
Okay, that sounds great. Thanks for your question. Yeah, I always love to have new topics. Okay, and because there's many different ways of doing it, too. I use this program called Audacity, which is free, that you can download. But you can also do it on your iPhone or any device that you have, too. So, okay, that sounds good. So we'll chat next Thursday for our next call. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye now.
Bye now.